Oh, guys, so I
no,
just,
let me do Amanda, what? Please. No, welcome no. to the what? New show. This is presidential conference. Big, big, big announcement from Melania, me. It is very welcoming to my heart to tell you that Horrible Decisions is now famous. They were always famous, but now very, very famous. If you're checking the CNN, they don't like my husband. Fake news. But real news now, it is factual facts that Mandy B, is it B? Like
it's
boy.
B, like boy. Like bitch.
And Baron, like B, Buddha like my son. Okay, no.
Like Buddha.
And VZ, not little then. They are now, you know, on the Black Effect networks.
All right, so we gonna drop the motherfucking accent. And damn, I brought motherfucking back. What is up with me saying motherfucking?
I think that you use motherfucking as a word filler.
Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. Instead of maybe it took away the
So if you were Barack Obama, you'd be like, yeah, motherfucking.
Oh, motherfucking. Anyways, guys, yeah, we here to motherfucking talk our shit because y'all be hating or whatever. Some of y'all be hating. And I just love that we can sit here and say, we have overcome a fucking lot.
I mean, a lot of you guys thought we would break up. And we did, too.
I mean, we actually have broken up. And we were just like, God damn it, we still got to record,
though. Frame. I don't know if you know this, but we're famous now. I can't see myself through that. And I need, where's my assistant?
See, here we go.
Hello?
But no,
Matthew,
y'all have been with us through a whole lot. And it's funny because on the way here, I was texting my mom. And it's crazy because she joined me at the Brilliant Idiots live show and thought, she was like, oh my God, they're like Desus and Mero. I watched them on Viceland. It's so funny that now full term, mind you, she actually thought Charlamagne was so handsome because he wore Timberlands. She was like, it's just something about those Timberlands.
I think that women from the South will take anything.
With like Timberlands.
Yeah.
Like, it's a thing.
Now I'm over it.
I'm way over the Tims now. But like, I even went to buy my niggas some Tims, and we'll talk about that later in the Horrible Decisions. But he was like, actually, I have enough to get me through 15 winters. I said, of course you do, because you're a New York nigga.
He doesn't work in construction.
He does not.
You bought them for fun.
Well, but no, guys, we, again, Weezy announced it. Well, Melania announced that we are now a part of the Black Effect Podcast Network with Charlamagne and iHeart, and we are in some really good company.
I think we should do a few thank yous. If you guys don't know the Horrible Decisions journey, let me tell it. Well,
go ahead and tell them, bitch.
For those of you who've never met us or whatever, basically what happened was Mandy and I hadn't seen each other for a long time. We knew each other as teenagers. 5 years. I think you hit me up. Maybe in a comment, in a picture, whatever. We started DMing, decided to have dinner. And over that dinner, we were like, drunkenly. I said, oh my God, we have to do a podcast. And Mandy was like, very Mandy. Bitch, you ain't serious. I'm like, no, we'll talk about sucking dick. No, jobs while we suck dick.
And she was like, you don't mind talking about that shit, right? Because mind you, at this dinner, we're talking about her sugar daddy. I'm talking about the nigga I'm fucking who fucking me good as fuck.
And the irony of that, you know, is we were like, but we can't talk about sugar daddies. We can't talk about pegging. We can't tell people we fuck for money.
Yeah. And here we are 3.5 years later.
I mean.
And we both got to leave our corporate jobs. Again, a lot of you guys who started this journey off with us very early. Weezy was in tech. I was, at the time we started the podcast, actually in my last semester of school, getting my degrees to become a CPA. I wanted to be a certified public accountant. And I went into a big four firm, was working at EY. Within a year, I left. I think you left your job maybe
a few months,
3-4 months before me.
But you know, I worked in amazing. I worked in a different pay scale. So like my job was commissionable and I landed my quote unquote big fish. And I was like, okay, once this check hits, fuck y'all niggas. I looked up every bylaw. I was like, can they retract my pay if I quit? But I wanted to give a few thank yous for people part of our journey. So obviously, we just started a podcast. There's so many avenues to figure out, or people almost to reach out to now for help.
Right.
I Googled a podcast studio and got us to a place called Cast Sound Lab. And I want to give a shout out to Preach. We haven't talked to him in a long time.
Shout out to Preach.
He was the owner of Cast Sound Lab. I think they still exist. And he put on our first live show where I think our ticket sales were, no bullshit, $2,200.
Yeah, and it literally just covered the venue and the expenses. We made no dollars from it. But pause, because with a shout out to Preach, I do also want to tell you kind of just also how fast this worked for us. I know you guys heard our ups and downs. Preach was actually, saw saw everything in us. And by episode three, it was our third episode, he brought in A-King and was, is when we found out about Loudspeaker and all
A-King,
that.
Shout out A-King. Works with Loudspeaker. So we definitely want to shout out A-King, who brought us into our meeting with Chris Morrow, who we all know as the face along with Combat Jack for Loudspeaker Network. Mm-hmm. And Chris was like, first thing we got to do is get you on Brilliant. And as fans of Brilliant, you know, we went to our show, Mandy just mentioned with her mom, we definitely got a lot of influx from that audience, and it was a great episode with us. It's funny because now we'll be doing the Breakfast Club soon, and I think about, like, wow, like, the foot fucking, the pegging, like, we can't do that at the Breakfast Club.
Absolutely not, bitch.
But I am fine with putting my feet on the table and showing the motion for YouTube again.
Oh, well, I just want to show them my feet because, listen, I'm about to plug my OnlyFans on the Breakfast Club. No, let me stop. I'm just playing. I mean,
we had a lot of friends that helped us along the way, and Charlotte being one of them as far as, you know, helping us get onto Vice and different publications.
Yeah, Charlamagne plugged the Vice Land content.
Listeners of the show, too, who... you know, helped us out. And then I want to give a thanks to our behind the scenes production. I think the first video we ever had was done by Alex, and it's funny.
No, the first video was Christopher.
Christopher, that's right.
Christopher also moved in, was our engineer for a while before Eden. And then after Christopher, then Eden, then we locked in with Alex.
That's right.
And Alex was on board with us for quite some time.
We all laugh and joke now too about like how the video like has changed. He does like producing entire specials for Andrew compared to like blurry camera, how he's elevated our game, and now Benson, who's behind the, well, come in the camera
come
now.
Come on, Benson.
People are always like, who's come this Indian Benson, guy you talk
is,
to?
This is our Indian videographer.
Gang, gang, bitch.
You know what I mean? You feel
Meet me at the parking lot garage.
Okay, see, okay. Now, that was very...
He's
see,
here. It's fine if he's
is
here.
Is it fine to make jokes of people in front of them? All right, by the way, guys, we've also made sure that as long as we don't trash talk iHeart, y'all ain't getting nothing censored from us.
Oh, there
okay?
was a lot of that conversation literally... of like, so if I encourage people to get abortions, is this okay?
And I also, we have been on the phone with white people, and I'm like, we gonna continue to talk about them crackers.
I mean, I know we ain't the worst. Who do you think gave the worst call that's on the new network? Let's shout out our...
Oh, our family?
Yes.
We can shout out our family. First off, I want to give a huge shout out because I texted him this morning. Shout out Carlos Miller. And DC Young Fly and Chico Bean from the 85 South show. They are now our family mates.
That's right. Well, I will tell you who I want to link with the most.
Okay, tell me. Who you want to link with the most?
Drink Champs. I really want to get drunk and be like,
I was about
flooded.
To say, do you even drink, bro?
No, I thought that.
You don't.
Wait. Let me elaborate for those of you who don't know. I do drink. I just don't drink well. What does that mean? And what does that look
like? That means
like?
We're not going to have you drinking on the mic.
That means I'm a cheap date one. And two, it basically means like after two shots, either I'm going to start crying and telling you I love you. Or trying to like pull down your pants and telling you I love you. I love it so much. I want to put it in my mouth. Or it's like, I feel so connected. But it's like a fun drunk. I'm never like a mean, wild drunk.
Yeah,
you know?
So it's cool. We All the Smoke with Matt Barnes, which I love him. He used to play for the Orlando Magic.
Oh, Debbie Brown. I love her. I don't really know her. We just follow each other. But she's a friend of Charla's. And she's just like all about her chakras and energies. And I would call her Fran-esque. But,
Shout out Ebony K. Williams on Holding Court. She also has a really, really dope-ass co-host who will be alongside her. But that's a secret coming soon. There's a lot of good people on here.
Jess Hilarious. Jess Hilarious. Zuri Hall. Let's see. There's a senator, bitch. I don't know. Isn't Amanda Seals gonna be on this? Maybe.
No.
Okay. Well,
surprisingly,
right? They love each other. Well, maybe they're working their shit out. But
nah, this is exciting. We're super excited. I guess I just wanted to bring forward this too. Like, just there's a ton of podcast talk going on right now. I know every time we've had live shows, and even our Patreon members, a lot of y'all have your own podcast too. So I know it's just really exciting for you guys to not only be a part of this journey, but see yourselves in us. I mean, shit, like I said, we were working 9 to 5s. I remember at one point, my fucking bosses had to think I had an STD or some sort of ill something with me because I was like, oh, I have a doctor's appointment today. I have a doctor's appointment. Every week, my ass was going to the studio. But
I remember,
was like, no, I had to leave early.
This is
50?
It was something. We missed so many interviews and things to do. Guys watched the Brilliant Idiots episode with me in it, Mandy was wearing Adidas, but I was wearing a blazer and like suit dress because I was.
Wait, no, but what happened that day? I must have called off work. I think I called off work that day.
But luckily for me,
I basically, my job was to sell tech, cloud recovery software, Ethernet, shit like that to companies. So I would actually put the places I was going.
Oh.
I was like, iHeartRadio building. And they're like, someone already has that account. I'm like, well, do they know Charlemagne? No, they don't. I was like, you can email him. We have an appointment. I would legit do that shit every time.
And I used to literally, I had hour lunches and sometimes it would be for like an hour and a half and leave and do stuff. Like, I mean, it was just definitely hectic. Again, and for anyone who has a podcast or is thinking about starting one, this is like a job.
Yeah.
So again, for anyone who maybe is listening and is rooting for us, thank y'all for rooting for us. But also just a bit of advice that I would give anyone looking to, you know, really take this podcast gaming serious. Consistency, I think, is probably one of the largest things that got us here. We've been going on this for about 3.5 years, maybe closer to 4 maybe now. And we have not missed 1 week. So even through the turmoil and shit, we found a way to make sure y'all got your episode. Which is crazy, because
in our contract, we can take time off. And we're just like, I don't think we will.
We're not going to have time off. I don't think we're going to. Yeah, no.
Granted, I will say it is a little bit different. There's podcasts that I have that take time off, i.e. The Read, but they have to be in the studio every week. Mandy and I definitely are fortunate enough to have content that we can put in the reserve and things like that. But, I mean, I'm grateful to be back in studio. We've known about this for a long time. I know it sounds
like... Y'all don't even know. This is what we've been dealing with all motherfucking pandemic. A bitch been waiting on a motherfucking contract. Like, what is going on with
First
my
one
life?
Came through and it was like, oh, that number's cute, but no.
Literally, for the last, like, 2.5 months, we've been in negotiations. But before that, we knew something was in the works probably in January or February, and then pandemic hit and literally all conversations went stale. But again, I'm just glad. Just know we is going to get to the whole shit this episode. I just wanted, you know, go ahead and be happy, you know, and
grateful.
Chat with y'all.
What can you guys expect? I know a lot of you guys have been writing in our comments, yes, like, are you only going to be on iHeart? So no, iHeart partners with everyone. And RSS feed, by the way, is basically when your audio can sync up to a bunch of other outlets. So Apple, a Spotify, a SoundCloud, iHeartRadio app, which we would prefer for you to use. However, it'll sync up everywhere. You can expect the same things, better production, better guests. Benson,
although
hopefully
our guests
will be
able to- lit as fuck. We've been doing a good ass job with our guests, I would say.
But I just want to say the outreach. Here's what I mean by better guests. I want people that are like, that wouldn't have found us until this iHeart shit happens. Give me guests that didn't know who Horrible Decisions was and does slurp cum for a living. Like, literally in cups. You know what I mean?
I ain't gonna hold you. I feel like they all know us, bro. I ain't even gonna hold you. We a part of the community.
I think that we need
the industry.
I think that the age group of people, like, people might know who we are, but they may not listen.
I ain't gonna hold you. I don't want nobody as old as
he was,
the boyfriend for hire.
He was in his 40s.
He's lying. His belt said otherwise. His belt was 40 years old. my bad. He had a phone clip on his waist, bro. All right, my bad.
If
my
he
bad.
Would have had a Bluetooth,
that bro,
I would have made Benson change the camera angle. I'd have been like, get it right there. And so, for those of you who don't know, I'd like to congratulate Amanda and Weaselin.
But wait. Are you going to let me answer before I...
Dog, let me tell you why I was laughing. Because everybody's like, I really feel like we're trying our best not to talk over people. And they said, well, y'all should have did it that episode.
What the fuck? They really said it.
I know that when people are like trying to get their thought out, and you really do need to give them time. And I'm learning that with 4 years in, bitch, how to shut the fuck up. But every time he kept trying to get something out, I was like, maybe I should interrupt to speed this along, but maybe he's just going to start from zero.
You just got to, and I was just like, I was even thinking, like, in post-production to eliminate those pauses, but I was just like, you know what? I'm cool. It was too much. He paused every time he opened his mouth. So I was just like, nah, this ain't going to
happen.
Well,
maybe somebody else could do post-production now. And let me tell y'all what else.
I'm so glad.
I almost...
Oh, wait, what else? Oh, there was something else that you guys have been asking us. But basically, yeah, no. As you guys see, logo's off. New logo, new cover art will be coming soon. But we are no longer with Loudspeaker. But I do also, before we get out of here, want to shout out to the Loudspeaker family as a whole.
Hell yeah. So I think of Loudspeaker as the Black Podcast Network.
Me too. So this is amazing.
And also, this is definitely not like a hard feeling separation. This is super amicable, happy, like just a different change for us. And I mean, we've been with Loudspeaker for a long time, over 2 years.
We're both happy for our growth. So, and also before, I know we were telling our thank yous. I do also want to give a shout out to Justin. So Justin is our agent with WME, but because of him, he assisted in our most recent tour, which would have been 17 cities. And so just for all of you who were able to attend our live shows prior to COVID, I do just want to thank y'all too for showing up and showing out. Atlanta, by the way, was about to be our biggest show to date. So I'm really excited to get back to Atlanta and do some shit.
The weird thing about Atlanta and New York, like New York, technically, we had to do 2 days back to back because it was selling out. That's not a humble flex.
That's a humble flex.
Have you heard me? No, but Atlanta was basically our biggest room. And it's funny because I did an improv class. Well, you guys know I was doing comedy classes or whatever. And I was talking about that. And I wasn't trying to flex in the class, right? But no bullshit. They always talk about how you'll focus on someone and they could be like 100 seats back. And I was like, ooh, how do I explain this? Well, they won't be. And the dude was super dope. He was like, listen, like when you start doing larger rooms, you do have to still touch the people. That's technically the allure to horrible decisions.
And Weezy will touch y'all because that hoe be right out in the audience drinking titty milk.
That was one time. All right.
Anyways, y'all, we gonna get through the show. So if you guys are first time listeners or maybe the first time watching us on the motherfucking YouTube, we're about to get into our Vanilla Shit segment. Vanilla Shit segment is some crazy, wild sex story in the news. Weezy is now pulling up her titties.
It's just because you said first time watching us.
And I wanted to say, my titties is out, baby.
You know what's sad about this? I'm the one who bought them.
Oh, yeah. And mine is just out here flourishing.
But, Vanilla Shit is our segment, like she said, with the news. And this one was brought by Benson. This is really weird, but it's about an Italian prime minister, Silvio Berlusconi. Now, it's not just a political sex scandal, much like we see in Scandal by Shonda Rhimes, but this is real. So this guy, the prime minister, basically had a case that leaked in 2010 and investigations around it have been going on for a decade. So
he did.
He's a billionaire, perceived as wealthy, well-connected, and he went from real estate developer to media mogul to politician. Sounds like my husband, President Trump. So he's been compared to Trump, accused of bribing the tax police, committing fraud. However,
okay. What's the sex part?
Here is the sex part.
It got to do with children.
He hosted a bunga bunga after dinner party at his mansion where women would dress up in various costumes from nuns to Barack Obama and engage in strip teases for him and his guests.
One moment. Wait.
Bunga bunga.
Did you say that women dressed as Barack Obama and did strip teases?
That's what I'm. Yeah bitch. That shit is so weird. The term bunga bunga is a racist joke involving aristocrats darkening their faces. So in 2010, the news reports came out about that, and he called the police in 2010 to release a 17-year-old who was a dancer that had basically been at his party, and he was paying to have sex with underage prostitutes. Now he's found guilty of paying for the prostitutes, and then he also denied having minors at his elegant dinners, even though there's been pictures and different articles that have surfaced. And 10 million euros is how much he's spent for the prostitutes.
Rich people really love children. That is some weird, sick shit.
I just want to say, I'm 29 years old. I am not a child. I would like y'all to love me just as much.
You know what I mean? But I ain't gonna hold you. Even now, if a bitch get on motherfucking seeking arrangement, if you want a sugar daddy, they love when you tell them you in school. So, bitch, you just better act like you taking classes online. It's all virtual now anyways. Just be like, babe, I'm online taking classes. I'm telling you, rich men that want to give money to you love like a little.
Can you imagine if you had a podcast at the time that you were on Seeking Arrangement? I would have gotten caught up, my nigga. I think about my sugar daddy all the time. Some of you know who I'm talking about. I've had him for, like, he was years ago. He got my first apartment in New York or whatever and took me on his PJ and this whole big life that he gave me. But I think all the time, does he ever run into anyone who's like, do you know what happened to G? Well, now she's a whore to the core with a banana in her mouth.
Well, my sugar daddies all listen to the show, so they be like asking me about, oh, the other one.
My sugar daddies aren't cool sugar daddies. They're like, old and white.
Like, let me tell you how cool one of my hoes is. He called me the other day.
Is he a hoe or a sugar daddy?
My lover, but he used to give me money.
That doesn't count.
I don't.
Fucking rich niggas don't count.
But I don't.
Sugar daddy.
He gave me money.
That means that you would not give him sugar if he wasn't acting like a daddy.
I am shallow. All my niggas are fine.
So you're fine.
I never had a sugar daddy outside of the diplomat because I would not have fucked him otherwise. He was a diplomat of an African country.
Okay, so that's the one that's a sugar daddy.
Okay, well, he been hitting me up too. And I'm like, no, I'm good now. I don't need your money anymore. But my hoes, my lovers that listen to the show and who have given me money and who are attractive, one of them called me the other day like and was just proud of everything I was doing. And my hair was a little messed up, but my nigga wasn't even over. And he was like, oh, did your man just leave? Because they follow me on social media, so they know I have a man. And I can, like, openly talk to them now about, you know, my boyfriend. And I'm like, listen, you chose to cheat on your wife. That don't mean I'm choosing to cheat on my nigga. So I'll let you know when that's over. And I'll be back in your good graces.
Oh, my God.
Wait, is that bad to say? What? What?
Someone did say to me recently, too. He was like, I don't know why you won't fuck with me no more, but hit me up when you break up with your nigga. I was like,
all right. I mean, all right.
I mean, I feel like we'll be together for a while. But, you know, if a moon cycle happens and the earth shifts we're not meant to be, I'll find another nigga and, you know.
I'm dead.
But.
Go ahead.
About the kid thing. I was going to say, like. I was reading a lot about historical hoes. We did an episode on Patreon about like hoe history, which I would love to do again. But it actually talks about how the kings and queens, like this is something that's a hierarchy from like way before us, BC times. There's a kid fetish with rich people. I don't know what it is. And the only thing I can bring it back to is like, I think it's like a taboo, untouched thing. Like, there's nothing else you can buy. That's the innocence. Like, you want it to get worse and worse and worse. I'm trying to find the words, but like, basically, an everyday guy, right, who starts getting money, what does he want? He wants to fuck bad bitches, right? Like,
okay.
You want nice things, you want a nice car, whatever. What if you have all of that and you have all the fame? You're like, what next?
We have done a show with over 260 kinks that can be done instead of dealing with fucking children.
I agree.
There's a lot of kinks.
But
to get
I also
there.
Think there's this secret. Elitist society that we have no idea exists. I've read about some of it on Reddit, but like, it's a thing. It's
so they
like,
fuck men. Go and fuck men. Like, don't.
You can't fuck men because niggas fuck niggas in the street and they don't care. People are happy and gay. They want the thing that's all the way under wraps and like hard to get. It's fucking weird.
And children are gross.
If that's rich, I don't want it.
I don't want to be rich either.
Give me medium.
But guess what? Since we speaking of. Kinks, weird kinks. You guys have completely tagged us as many times as you possibly could about the tea that was dropped on our good old.
This
Mr.
was not the tea that I want.
I mean, me neither.
I thought he was. If my favorite thing to come out with him, if I ever thought it could have been happening, was that he was gay.
Oh,
okay. Well, no.
Anyway,
not the same.
If you guys don't know what we're talking about, Odell Beckham Jr. Made headlines recently when some thoughts got on to a podcast and talked about how he enjoyed being shitted on. Apparently, this woman who is Chief Keef's baby mother went on and said that Odell Beckham flew her out and he requested to be shitted on.
I could make a bird sound, I would. Because
is that a bird?
I will go with it. It probably got wings.
Actually, wait, no. The little pigeons I was walking by in the city were like. Can you not look at me like that? Oh, wait. I forgot. Okay, wait. Pause on the vanilla.
If I can never do accents again, I would sacrifice it for you never.
So maybe I'll do animal noises and you do accents. That'll be our new little thing.
Oh, my God.
All right. Anyways, so Weezy and I have both been saying from day one that we do not believe in kink shaming. Again, I would have loved the story of him taking a big old pegger in the ass. But I guess
that would have been it. But oh, by the way, so we call it scat play and we have called it scat play. Mm-hmm. But it's also known as chorophilia. And it's basically when, and it's not just like, I'm sorry, I'm trying to get it out without laughing.
Coprophilia,
sorry. And it's not just when you're like, I can't even get it out because I started to laugh.
What?
It could be ingesting, playing with, touching.
You ever play with shit?
Absolutely not, ma'am.
If y'all listen to our podcast, we did a whole thing on how much money it would take for us to get shitted on. You remember?
Yes, I do.
And how much did you say?
More than you.
I mean, but I just said as long as it wasn't runny and like the hard turds, it'll just jump right off of me. Like it'll land and then
also bloop. I think people were writing in, they were like, oh, what if he was this, what if it was this person, like someone you really want to fuck that shit, and I'm like, same price, because I can't see. And Odell Beckham is obviously hot as fuck.
He's hot as fuck.
Now if now, I wait, had wait, to shit on him,
now I'm asking you, like, because that's what he wanted, apparently he wanted to be shitted on.
If that was like the factor for me to fuck him, I'm good.
All I would have had to do is drink this thing, bitch, every morning this coffee get me to going, baby.
Well, so nigga, and that'll be the ad break.
Nigga could have got some pumpkin cream cold brew shit.
This scat safety is from someone that has been having scat play for 20 years. It's from a gay man. Not that it matters. Scat play is like, it's pretty even across the board. Like a lot of women actually are into it and are on the internet asking for how to introduce it to their partner. So. Mm. Obviously, a full course of shots, hepatitis A and B would be great. But STDs and all that kind of shit, I didn't know, really? But I guess it comes in living your stool. Shit. But really, it's more so the hepatitis infections, like much like blood transfusion. I mean, you could get something like that.
Well,
yeah, so,
well, there's also a lot of the blood remnants are in shit.
Right.
A lot of times.
It recommends you to do this with a long-term or monogamous partner. Avoid lots of random partners, which ironically, I feel like if I was into shit, I'd have to get a regular nigga instead of telling my man.
Real quick. I just want to say how great this is. I know at this point, all the other podcasts have talked about this Odell Beckham shit. And here we are giving tips on how to have safe scat play.
I mean, if... Honestly, like, I knew we were going to talk about it for vanilla shit, but then I said, let me move this down, because not only is it vanilla shit, the news that we're all talking about.
It's now a hors d'oeuvre mixed into it.
But we have to discuss how this is going to fit into your everyday life, because we're not kink shaming. Even though I would like to regurgitate while reading this, I will not do it. So, doing safe stuff with scat in order of safety. The safest way to do it, for one, would be watching the person take a shit.
Bro, shut the fuck up.
Now, I don't know who gets off on the look of it. To me, I feel like the hardest part about scat play is the smell.
But some shit don't stink.
Bitch, does yours?
It depends what I have, like, to eat, or like how the coffee hit my intestines.
Okay, wow.
But I'm just saying, it don't stink all the time.
Have you ever had a shit that was so stank that you knew it was about to come out? It's like, yeah, the air farts, past the shit.
My farts, bitch. I'll on the like, way out. Ooh,
yeah.
I hope this is solid. I'm just saying, the farts will make you know if it's really going to be
running. I want to put my mask on. Just talk about this. Okay. Touching it with gloved hands. So a lot of like porn that you'll watch with scat will have gloves, like, except for Two Girls, One Cup, I guess. That didn't really have.
They ate it though, right?
What did they do?
The shit went in the girl's mouth, right?
It
but it was in a cup. Right?
It was in a cup. Huh?
Two girls in a cup. No, there was shit involved. If y'all want to see some nasty ass shit,
yo, how this is how you know your age, my nigga? Because how the fuck has Two Girls One Cup? Some people may not know it.
No, that's what I'm saying. The Gen Z listening to us don't know.
Dude, if you guys are like too young and you like love TikTok, this is not the fucking show for you. Please go listen to something else. Wow, I can't find it anymore. Where did it go?
It gotta be somewhere, bro.
Two Girls One Cup video, help me.
Well, we ain't gotta watch it, because I ain't watching that thing, bro. We gonna keep going. All right, so the next tip, guys, is skin contact with scat. Is there a certain tip about that? No.
Do you remember it had a song?
Weezy, we're not playing Two Girls in a Cup.
Okay, like, we are not.
I am drinking my coffee right now.
It looks just like it.
No, it's darker than this.
This was the song! Dude, I fucking remember. I cannot believe this. What? How old were we when this came out?
Had to be like 17, 18. That was in like, oh, not like.
Oh, okay. They're
early on Twitter days, it. Right? That's gross. That's gross, bro. I'm not even looking over there at your phone.
Guys, wow, they're looking at it like an ice cream cone, my nigga!
Guys.
Oh, my God. It's like. Oh, whoa. I didn't remember that. I don't remember her putting it in her
just
mouth.
Just so you guys know as well, that inserting scat into the anal or vaginal cavity adds more risks. So
it looks like cookie dough.
I'm not looking at that.
Yo.
I had nightmares when that shit came out.
Can you imagine if you were walking down the street and then someone's like, I know you. I can't. Was it a Ben and Jerry's commercial? I can't remember. And you're like,
I wonder how those girls, like, where are they now? Can we get a where are they now for the girls in this video?
Okay, let me see. Where are the girls?
By the way, speaking of, on this video, Weezy just mentioned that they are licking the scat like an ice cream cone. And so here it goes. If ingesting, do not eat anything.
One of them died.
Okay, bro, let me finish giving the tip, bro. I don't care about them hoes.
Hopefully it wasn't
If ingesting, do not eat anything a few hours before and a few hours later. Do not brush your teeth before or after, as doing so introduces micro cuts on your gum lining. Some people take a shot of liquor after playing to kill any germs, and some use mouthwash to gargle. Some also use salt water to rinse out their mouth. So, so would you eat it and lick it?
No, I would not. That's too far. If I had to save my own life, I'd
But even
die.
For money, I know we talked about getting shit on. You gotta go like this.
I don't think I could do it.
And you just a little
time. I'm gonna say a ridiculous number.
Don't be ridiculous.
Like a million or something.
No.
I don't think I could do it, dude. It's not 100,000. It's not 200,000.
Like, even if you just go like.
What
if it's your own shit? Would you lick your own shit?
No. Oh.
What if a man wanted to see you lick your own shit?
Bitch, money? You think I'm out there for a nigga over money? I'm not.
Oh, if your nigga said, babe, I really need you to do this or we breaking up. Would you lick your own shit?
I wish you the best in life. I wish you a lucrative, full of abundance. I will help you pack your shit while I'm not shitting.
Oh, all right.
So one of them died, and that's where they are now. I cannot believe it. I'm so saddened to hear that. They're Brazilian, by the way. Brazilian scat fetish.
That's not surprising. Them Brazilian hoes be getting it in.
Latifah and Carla. I don't know which one died and which one it was. There was a white one and a black one.
Oh.
I remember that.
Okay.
But.
Well, clearly they're not white and black. They're just Brazilian.
Anyway.
You know what I mean?
Let's stop talking about this shit.
Please. And by the way, guys, we will go again to say no kink shaming. I love Odell Beckham's response to it. He pretty much was just like, you ain't going to throw me off my pivot, even when shit's thrown my way. And
okay.
I just was like, that was so fucking good.
That was good.
So he definitely like took it.
Do
as
you
a
think
joke,
he did
like,
it?
Whatever. I'm not going to lie. Like, this is the crazy thing, too.
I do.
Well, I heard a lot of people, not heard because it's Twitter, so I'm reading. A lot of people were like just looking at her and was like, oh, my God, I can't believe Odell flew her out. But the crazy thing is.
Did
like,
anyone remember what cat socks look like?
Right. But not only that, this woman is not only Chief Keef's baby mom, but she was also being paraded around by Tekashi at one
but
point.
But that was different.
I mean, that was just messy.
Because he was trying to,
But what I'm saying is it's way easier to get into the graces and confine, like the spaces of these celebrities. They're not as
I
hard
think
to get to.
To me, in my opinion, why I think it's even more believable, I think that, okay, I think gorgeous women... And by gorgeous, I'm going to say the most glorified of, let's say...
The Instagram girls?
Let's say bitches at rappers fuck. Black China.
Okay.
Bad bitch, right? No matter if that's your type or not, she's, you know, if fake body is what she wants, she's done it well.
So that, Amber face Rose,
these
Lori
are not
going
to be the girls that you're going to ask to shit on you.
Agreed.
But you will ask a six.
You thought she was a six?
I don't want to call her a five.
Bro, she had Kirsten Doors on. Like, bruh, that brought it down to at least a three and a half.
What did she say about PopCon that people are tagging me in?
Girl, no. Basically, they didn't know who PopCon was. And they were like, oh, he's like a Canadian rapper like Drake. That's who they thought PopCon was. Yeah.
Y'all
want to
talk about PopCon?
Who the fuck is PopCon?
He's a Canadian rapper.
So he's like Drake?
Yes.
Is he signed to OVO?
Yeah,
I think
so.
He's signed to OVO.
They don't know the niggas
these
they fucking.
These bitches looked up the roster.
First off, that's what you do with NBA players, too. You got to look up and see, does your nigga even get playing time? You know what I mean?
Well.
I'm just saying.
I went in and twist and turn. Yeah.
The crazy thing is, though, like, yeah, I think my biggest concern was, like, people were like, but look at her. You really think they was flown out? I ain't going to hold you. There's been comments in the YouTubes that thought I was lying about the niggas flying me out, especially 80 pounds ago. So I will say, like, it doesn't matter kind of what you look like. Like, you can really bag these niggas. It
and
don't
she's ugly,
matter.
In my opinion.
I'm not going. That's why I was like, bitch, you give her a six? That whole, like, a 3.25.
I mean.
What?
She wasn't that bad.
Okay. A 3.25?
Let's make the scale from one. Who's 10? Who's 10?
Lori Harvey.
Lori Harvey. Let's give Lori Harvey the 10. Let's make the one
Castax.
She's a three right?
But she right here. And by the way,
who's a five then?
Who's a five?
Selena Powell, I guess.
Yeah, she's not ugly. I'm not gonna lie.
All right, we'll give her six.
Okay, so we'll calm down. Ooh. She can stay at five, bro. She can stay at five.
Her friend is definitely under that. Her friend is, her eyelashes are so thick. I want to brush them with a wide tooth comb.
Just call them caterpillars.
They're too much. And I'm very happy that they're making all this money, but I'm actually shocked that No Jumper is like, to me, that.
I'm not. Viral moments.
Viral moments. Do they have a network? Is No Jumper a network?
No, but No Jumper has his, like, even when he was on.
Because he has other shows.
Well, when No Jumper and Lena were on, his focus is YouTube. So to me, as long as it's viral and you're getting those clicks and numbers, he's probably making a ton of money on his
Thoughts
YouTube.
Next Door? Is there a name for the thing? I think that's cool.
But it's under the No Jumper umbrella. So they even show up on the No Jumper feed on iTunes and everything. So it's click value.
On iTunes?
On iTunes, it shows up on
the No Jumper. Okay, YouTube, I understand.
YouTube and iTunes.
Do you know that shit was...
Oh, he's got a cycle going for sure. I wouldn't be surprised if there's other ones. He's also like labeling his interviews differently. Like he's pushing out like 2, 3, 4 episodes a week.
Well, I will tell you
that. Shout out to him. Like
that shit was recommended to me after I watched Horrible Decisions, which is our show.
Seriously?
And I was so upset.
No way.
And then I had to learn about ID3 tags. Do you know what that is?
No.
Well, Alex was telling me it's something when you're uploading your data, basically. For example, for a long time, he had an issue with this. Brilliant Idiots would not come up if you typed in Andrew Schultz. So you have to change the ID3 tag, whatever that means. Some of you know it. I don't. But basically, it's this tag when you're uploading that you have to put in there when people are searching something, which we should change too.
Oh, well, I do that for on our SoundCloud. It's not hashtag. Not on YouTube.
It's something deeper, like within the metadata. So anyway, basically, their ID3 tags may have the word whore in it. And then we should decide, if you guys want to vote, what we need to change our name to. Because, bitch.
We ain't changing it, bitch. They not going to be out as long as
I am so upset that I watched these bitches after Horrible Decisions. I said, oh, no. I'm about to change my shit.
We talk about a little whole hierarchy or whatever. I like what they're doing. I think it's funny. It's entertaining.
I don't think that outing niggas is credible at all.
It's not credible, but they're using the word allegedly. I mean, and to me right now, we are. It's no different than what Superhead was doing, what Castax was doing. This is just a modern day, and unfortunately, they have
But here's the thing: we have all learned a lot from the Superhead era, right? We've learned a lot about uploading porn and doing that shit to people and airing their business isn't right. We don't do it for a reason, right?
Right.
So why would I give someone else credit for doing it for clout?
Oh, I'm not giving them credit.
Talk about the thing that she said about ball players was fine. I thought that was fine. You didn't name a team.
The Suns.
She didn't name it. The people guessed it. She didn't name it. I thought that was like, okay, this is funny. But then when it came to Odell Beckham and Trey Songz and all that shit,
that I thought was too much. But to me, it's not surprising being that the platform is stemming from Selena Powell, who over the last 3, 4 years has literally outed all these people on social media. So she's screenshotted DMs. She's gone on Instagram Live to talk about these people. Now she's just doing it on a different platform. But people have continued. The fact that we could sit here and talk about Selena Powell, like, and everyone knows Selena Powell, she's made her living by this. And what's even more disgusting is that men keep fucking with her. Otherwise, she wouldn't keep having shit to say. Men go after that because a lot of men like this clout too.
I just think
men be clout chasers the same way as women.
They do.
They be motherfucking, it's the same way y'all talk about Black China, Amber, or y'all refer to them as hoes. The real tea with the shits is these men go after these women after knowing the men that they've already been with as a way to boost their own motherfucking
But
ego.
Also the thing they is like, people always women. Wonder how this happens. Like the industry is so fucking small,
it's so
bro.
Small.
Like if you go to one party, and I'm speaking from a perspective of, I don't really attend a lot of this kind of shit. Y'all know I like a good old raven bar.
Be right at the last lap with the rest of
I'm
New
saying
York.
A good old oh. raven bar.
I was about to say last lap be mixed
But I'm not, I'm not talking about last lap. I'm talking about, let's say that you get invited to a party by a rapper, right?
Yes.
Maybe, I'll say 150 people there. There was one in the hills when I went. And everyone I saw in there were girls from Instagram and niggas from Instagram or poppin' niggas that I knew from like a show or whatever. they're all going to fuck each other because they feel like it's going to stay within this thing, right? Like, niggas fuck those IG bitches because they feel like, okay, like, I already know about you. You already know what's up. And or a regular girl's going to expose my truth. Here's the funny thing about her. She's known for exposing truth, but for some reason, it's almost like you can say you took that bitch down if you fuck her. Niggas have no, in their mind, they have no, like, want to have a nice reputation anymore, which is hilarious.
They don't.
Which is hilarious, which brings me to Madonna whore complex.
Let's do it.
Now, my first time hearing this term was from Sex and the City, which I hear most of my whole shit. When Charlotte, have you watched most of it?
What?
Sex and the City?
Yes, we used to watch it at 15.
I know, but I don't know if you've seen all of them. Yes. So Charlotte's husband couldn't get hard. You remember that?
Sure.
And Samantha was like, oh my God, it's the Madonna whore complex. You're his virginal wife. He can't see you that way. And I've heard the term Madonna whore, but I didn't really know what it meant exactly. So the word Madonna doesn't come from the singer. Madonna is actually a term for the Virgin Mary, a picture, statue, or medallion of
like
the Madonna.
A virgin touched for the very first time. Damn, I didn't do my, it kind
of
hit.
Would you
right?
like a sip of water? Would you like to retry?
go ahead, bro.
Go ahead, get a little nail.
When your heart beats next to mine. Is that kind of the words? I'll
That's
be making
words.
Up my own words too. Look at me. Bitch.
Good job, man.
I'm a 90s baby, whole quoting Madonna. All right, go ahead.
Benson, do you think you can edit the ball to like a verge on the words of karaoke? Okay. So, in psychoanalytic literature, a Madonna whore complex is the inability to maintain sexual arousal with a committed, loving relationship. This was identified by Freud under the Rubik term psychic.
Go ahead and fuck a big word. I love it. Isn't this the good way to start?
She
fucking up words now.
Keep reading this.
It.
This physiological complex is said to develop in men who see women as either Madonnas, saintly, or prostitutes. Men with this complex desire a sexual partner who has been degraded, quote unquote, the whore, while they cannot desire their respected partner, the Madonna.
Damn,
and Freud wrote, where such men love, they have no desire. And where they have desire, they cannot love. And
That's interesting because I told you, I feel like that's been me with my lovers. Like even,
Madonna whore.
Even I've been the Madonna whore. So one of my lovers, I told you I had an MMF with him. And that was kind of the thing that he enjoyed doing. But he would never have even a threesome or ever consider doing that with his wife. And we would like literally live out all of his little hoe-ass fantasies.
I really get tired of the people that I've loved in my life, including the one I love now, who was like, nigga, you're my bitch. I'm not doing this shit with you. And I'm like, dog me out.
You know what's crazy,
please,
though? I'll be honest with you. So me and my partner went to the sex club again. And this time we actually were just being watched. But there was another nice couple, but he was white. And y'all know I've never had pink dick before. But he was just, like, really tall. Like, and I was like, oh, he's handsome for a white man. And my boyfriend was like, well, go ahead. Like, go tell him. Go join him. Like, he kind of wants me to experience
what, without
that.
Him?
Yeah. And I'm just like, no, I'm good. And so he's like, why is your guard up? I think he really wants me to, like, express and enjoy myself and have these multiple dicks. And it's crazy.
Girl,
because
you just need another 6 months with this relationship and you'll be okay.
Well, no, because I kind of like want to do MMF, but it's crazy because we've talked about this in the past. I don't want to do it with him. I think because it's like I like him too.
That's
much.
What I want.
It's crazy.
But see,
I don't think
my nigga let me do shit without him. And she just like cannot do that MMF with me. And I hate that.
See,
I'm like, yo, let me suck a little dick while you're right there. I want you in the room, babe.
But see, what scares me is he's like, man, now you know I ain't going to have no nigga come in and do better than me. And I was like, great. So then I won't be able to take another dick because you're pounding the living
that's
hell out of
fine.
Mine.
I want it to be like, oh, no. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that sounds like a good time.
Doesn't it?
Confuse me. Slap it on my face. Like, make it so hard that I can't concentrate. You ever watch when a girl's doing a gangbang and she's exhausted?
So,
I want to be out
so
of breath.
So let me ask you.
I've been prepping for this, bro. I go to the gym a lot. This is legit me getting ready for the gangbang. Barry's boot camp, psych fitness, Switch Playground, Equinox. I have been training to take dicks.
Let me ask you. You set up an MMF threesome. Does the other man have a bigger or smaller dick than your man?
I don't care.
No?
Dude, it could be smaller. It could be bigger.
I ain't going.
If it's smaller, it'll be just my mouth. Or it could be one of these. Like, you know, when you're watching porn and it's just like right there, it'll be like, it'll be a good like handheld device, like a like a shake weight or a stress ball. Just get me a dick in the room.
You just want a dick in the room. Well, speaking of dicks in the rooms, we're actually not going to speak about dicks in the room. But before we get into the horrible decision, I have not really ever done this before, but I have a gift for Weezy today, and it's based upon this new signing, and it's kind of cute. And
I've given so you gifts.
You ready for the gift?
A hug.
You ready for? No, it ain't no hug, bitch. I ain't gonna touch you. You out here wanting dicks and shit.
So, bitch, you don't want to went to this COVID sex club.
Cause we hoes.
These are so ghetto. Let me see.
So I'm gonna give you one of these. I ordered two. So it is horrible decisions. Bamboo earrings. And I made sure to get the 17-inch ones, the 17 centimeters, whatever is 17. So
let me see.
The bigger the hoop, the bigger the hoe.
What size will you get, Mandy?
Bitch, we the same size hoe, okay? No. We the same size hoe. So they're horrible decisions, bamboo earrings. Yeah, you can wear them.
You don't want to give
probably
me a hug?
For you, it'll be costume wear. This will be my everyday wear.
So you don't want to give me a hug at all?
So, guys, we're going to get into horrible...
Look how comfortable she is.
Why? You see what I mean? Oh,
get
Jesus.
Get the picture. Hurry up. Hurry.
But again, we're embarking on kind of like a new journey and a new stage and phase and this, and also kind of walking away out of quarantine a little bit. Hopefully, I feel like we're going to get a part two. So hope you guys enjoy this in the studio.
I do too. Thank you.
I'll separate it.
Now, bitch, that is now, huge.
You know what I mean? It is.
Mandy, where am I with it?
What you mean? Where you going to
wear? Work.
So, yeah, we can wear it in here.
I just cut my braids because they're a little too long, but I wish I didn't now. Bitch, I'm finna sound like I'm from Florida.
You should sound like you're from Florida. That's where you're from.
But also, like, I feel like I had a My Fair Lady moment when I started working in New York corporate world. I was like, ooh, I've got to stop talking like that. Shit. But
not me, bitch. I would be on the conference call with, like, well, so what you want me to do then? Like, what we doing?
That only happens when I get upset. And you know what's funny? Like, people... maybe like, bitch, who are you? I don't know. But each moment of my life, like each accent comes out depending on what's happening. Like when white people come in the room, I'm like, hey, what's up, guys? When niggas come in the room, I'm like, bitch, what's up, ho? And then when I do the show, it's a mix of both. However, anger translates differently. For example.
No, I'm a pussy ass hoe y'all to death.
Segu.
If I'm mad.
Segu, real quick. I'm trying to buy this apartment. And this bitch has been playing games with me. And so what happened is I went from like really sweet Jewish girl to bitch, you're going to find out why the fuck I had braids in my head, ho. She was like, yeah, I'll let you know what's going on because, yeah, we accepted your offer, but we're waiting. I said, it don't work like that. So either you accept my offer because that's the offer that you got and you make your commission today, or you keep playing with me and you get no money. So which would you like
she
to
said,
do?
Or no money.
Huh? Michelle?
They gonna go ahead and give it to the Jewish people.
I am so
you.
Tired of Michelle, dog.
She over here yelling. They gonna be like, sorry,
let me
man,
tell you something. Let
the...
me tell you why I'm tired of this bitch, asshole, Michelle. First of all, the kitchen is a fucking wreck
Michelle
in this apartment.
Really ain't gonna give you this
I'm
apartment
only
now,
moving to fucking Mexico so that I could have time to remodel. This kitchen is so bad. So I go online and I look for a black contractor because I've been trying to get my money to niggas. Okay? So I look up a black contractor. One of our listeners found him for me. He meets me at the apartment. I'm like, look. Basically, I'm trying to get this apartment for less money. So you finna come in there. You got to tell me all the shit. Even if it's fucked up or even if it's not fucked up, just
all
tell
right,
me.
To see how much money renovations
right. I'm like,
cost.
Give me a look when it costs more money and act like the renovations are high so that I can get the price low. He's like, I got you, bro. No worries. So we go in the kitchen and he's looking at me. I'm like, so can I knock this wall out? And he's like, well, this is a load-bearing wall. This could be like $50,000. I'm like, huh. Now, I don't know if this nigga's lying or not. So I'm looking at him like with that Diddy face like, huh? Are you serious? Are you not? So Michelle's like, I don't think 50. So, Michelle, are you the contractor, bitch? No, you're not. I have to pull this nigga in the bathroom. I'm like, bro, I don't know what's real and what's not. I don't know what price you're giving me and what not to give me. He's like, look, man, you told me to come in here and start naming numbers. I don't know what the fuck going
he
on.
He don't even know what he named.
Bitch, by the time we leave,
look at
this
shit.
Comes up with $250,000 in renovations for a 2-bedroom apartment in the Lower East Side. She looked at him and me and was like, we'll need a second opinion. I said, oh, wow. Is it because you don't feel like he's adequate enough to do the job? Pull that card, bitch, because I will.
Oh, my God.
I will pull the card. Now, what's even worse is when she walks out the apartment, I'm like, so how much is it really going to be? He's like, I don't even know. I'm going to say so many numbers. I don't even know what's going on anymore.
Oh, my God.
Bitch, it's awful. But anyway, Michelle's a fucking bitch.
Michelle's gonna be like, oh, sorry, bitch, we gave your house up.
Oh, that's fine, because she doesn't know the name of my show, because she kept asking me. She kept asking me, and I was like, Michelle, it really doesn't matter. You asked me how I get paid. The financials are there. The amount of money you're asking. She don't need to look me up.
We part of the Charlamagne announcement, bitch. She gonna see your face somewhere.
She don't.
Michelle. Or Michelle got a friend listening right now, one of the 26 white listeners, about to tell on your ass.
Well, the co-op board didn't ask, and that's all that matters. They were like, what do you do? I was like, I work in a comedy field related to women and health, and really just trying to uplift my sisters and, you know, preach health and safety and education to black men and women. That's just my passion, very much so.
Right.
Do I give them dick tips too? No, I don't.
I was about to say, you give them dick, bitch.
No, I don't give them dick tips.
Slanging that dick.
However, if you talked about pegging, you know, my co-host is, she'll tell you.
That's a real. Anyways, guys, for this week's horrible decision, I'm excited to kind of just talk about it. Because, so y'all know I done skimped on not really believing astrology and zodiac. I questioned science like a bitch. And now we're going to discuss superstition. Because I ain't gonna hold y'all. Y'all added me so much that I actually was scared. So this conversation is being brought up because a couple weeks ago I decided to buy my nigga some shoes.
What a New York gift.
He made me really happy. I came back from my little trip out west and came home to like flowers and dinner. And I was just like, he just made me
so
happy.
Did he cook?
He cannot cook, so he just brings food. We always we eat out unless I cook.
Been with a man who could cook.
He
like
brought me sunflowers, which is like my flower. Like, I love sunflowers. So he brought me sunflowers, and then he brought some dinner. And I was like, oh, he just made me so happy. He brought me to the studio last time we recorded. So I was like, bet, I'm going to go to Foot Locker and get him some shoes. Well, this nigga wear a size 15, so that wasn't the easiest. Nowhere had this nigga shoes, so I just bought him some slides because we be going to the new beach, and I got him some running shoes because we be doing the hiking. So I put on social media, I bought this nigga some shoes, y'all. They're like,
he's gonna walk out of your life.
They're like, guys, don't ever buy your partner's shoes because those are gonna be the shoes they use to walk out of your life.
There's also a watch. Okay, watch. How much time before you're breaking up?
Yes.
There's another one.
Hold on. We're going to go through the list.
I'm trying to guess what I know. I feel like niggas made this shit up.
I'll ask you. Well, a lot of it does come from, I actually looked into it. It's actually Chinese, but apparently everyone's black grandmama said it too. So maybe China is mixed with Africa somewhere. I don't know, but we all got the same little superstitions. Anyways, so they was all like, oh my God, take them shoes back, girl. And I was like, well, nigga, I just spent the money on the shoes. So I started looking up ways to go against the superstition. So it was cute. I found out the way to break that curse.
We could have got Amelia Ortiz in this moment.
I'm just saying, the way to break that superstition is to get, like, to take a form of payment. So I was like, baby, you got to give me 2 quarters for these shoes. And it was so cute because he actually left me 5 dimes on the table, like, so that we didn't break the superstition. Because I was like, baby, you can't leave me after I give you these shoes. Like, so he paid me for the shoes with coins.
If that nigga leave you in slides, he deserves to go.
I mean, but I also bought him running shoes. So then it was like, oh, shit, bitch, he gonna run out your life. I was like, shit. So let's talk about these other ones. So don't gift, which is crazy because I asked for this. Do not gift knives and scissors. Giving anything sharp, such as a knife or scissor, is bad luck.
Bitch, this is dumb.
It's thought to sever the relationship. However, here we go, like the other one. The damage can be mitigated if the receiver gives something small, like a coin in return. So this is, again, what to do.
Why is it just a coin?
Because technically it's now like you're buying the
gift. But why not?
Why not more?
Where does the value of the coin come?
Well, here's another one that I thought was funny because this was one of my second options. Another one is giving portraits to someone or a photo of yourself.
Why?
Bad news for egomaniacs and narcissists. Receiving a present with your own likeness on it is bad luck, and to receive a portrait of yourself is a sign of treachery.
Bitch, what else can we do? We can't buy shit.
That's what it's saying. And here goes your shit. You know what an opal
crystal
is? Yes. Opal?
Yeah.
It says that opals are considered one of the most unlucky gemstones and so should be avoided as a gift unless the receiver was born in October. Like me. Because that's our birthstone.
I gifted some obsidian recently.
In which case, its negative vibes will be reversed. Never set an opal in an engagement ring either, as it portends early widowhood.
What the fuck, my nigga?
Bitch, you gonna get a divorce if there's an opal on your motherfucking shit.
Well, maybe I need to give it to somebody when I'm ready to break up with them. Like, hold it real tight at night.
I wonder, actually, if there's anything about the wallet. Because you got a wallet as a gift, right?
Oh, yeah.
You sure did.
What that mean?
I don't see nothing as... Bitch, parsley. Who's giving parsley as a gift?
Peacock Caucasians. Feathers,
metal. Ooh, coral. Coral necklaces. Ooh, here's a purse. If you give someone a purse or a wallet, it's important that you make sure you put at least money inside of it. Did yours come with money inside of it?
No, but it was Givenchy. So.
This will ensure that the purse will never be empty and signifies future wealth.
No, that shit was empty.
Did you know about that? That's kind
of. Do y'all remember? Oh, maybe you guys don't. I did it on Patreon, but now I can say it because we're past that. What's this? This nigga gave me a card to no one who heard this part. Listen, friends are like angels. I wanted him to die. Mind you, this also related back to Sex and the City when he kept giving her gifts and he kept saying best. And she was like, oh, hell no. There's something. It's just very insulting to me to give me a card. I don't give a fuck if I'm your girlfriend yet or not.
You don't like cards?
No, to give me a card that says anything to do with friends. It need to be love. It need to be something. And like, I wanted, when I saw the box and what it was, I was just so happy that he would get something that was my taste. But I couldn't get over the friends are like angels.
You did hate that and then so much.
I never did.
But here's the thing. Didn't you also say like you, like, because I know I used
didn't
to talk
want him
about,
to be my boyfriend?
Well, I used to talk about how I didn't look at my lovers as friends. Like, if I like you a lot, I don't want to just be your friend. But, like, you believe in having a friendship, though, which is what we talked about, too, on the
Patreon. I don't give a damn, okay, what I said. What I mean right now is I ain't your goddamn friend on this card. And you know what pissed me off?
He
looked at me with this look, and he goes, I was like, wow, you got me a card. He was like, I never get anybody a card, but I know it means a lot to you to get cards. And like, it took me so long to get the right card. I said, really?
See,
this took you time?
Bruh, he called you pretty much an angel. Friends are like angels.
Take
bitch,
it back.
And little does he know, you Lucifer spawn.
Take it.
Shit.
Take it back. And you know what? Shout out to Jessie Wu. I just saw a clip from her talking about, if I'm your girlfriend, I'm your only girlfriend. And if you got other homegirls, I'm the girl you got at home. I'm your only home. No.
That's toxic. I don't agree.
Well, I agree to the fact that friend and me, no, unless it's girl in front of it. So now, actually, when I go home, I'm
going to
take a Sharpie. I still have it. I'm going to take a Sharpie and I'm going to put girls' friends are like angels. And I'm going to say, this is what you should have fucking done, nigga. Also, when he got me a Valentine's Day card, he was like, I remember he got it like the day before or something.
Oh, you just going in now. You're bringing a Christmas gift and Valentine's. You ain't like shit.
This nigga just don't take his time to do shit. Because he went the day before, I'm sure they had no cards left. And I opened my Valentine's Day card and it said, I love my wife. And he put a Y at the end of wifey. Like, wifey. And I was like, first of all, nigga, you could have found
something.
He's such a nigga. He is such a nigga. I was like, so they had no girlfriend cards. And he was like, I don't know. I just felt like this one was more us.
Wife, and he wrote the Y after?
Yes, he did.
Oh, he petty.
He is.
He petty. All right. Nigga. So, guys, before we get up out of here, we are going to give y'all a whole mail. And this one is interesting. It comes I was about to say her name, but I remember we don't really do good names. So, guys, if this is your first time listening to us as well, at the end of every episode, or at least we try to when we're on time, we give home mail. If you guys want to submit home mail to us and get our advice, you can write us at horribledecisions@gmail.com. So, the topic for this week is get the dick or keep the friendship. Help! Hi, ladies. Love the show. I need help with a little situation I have going on. About a year ago, I met a new group of friends and we all became really close this year. We go on trips together and spend most of our weekends together. One of the houses we spend most of our time is at quote unquote Anthony's house. Just so that y'all have names. He and Chelsea have a 2-year-old daughter and live together. We often all spend the night there on days that we drink. One night, I crashed on the couch, and in the middle of the night, I woke up to Anthony laying next to me holding my hand. Every time I spent the night after, things just kept progressing to massaging and touching, but nothing more than that. We then started sexting, and he video chats me jerking off. Chelsea has told us that their sex life has died down a lot since their daughter was born, and she claims to not be attracted to him as she once was. I can't deny that Anthony and I are both attracted to each other very much. He keeps wanting to take me on trips to spend time together alone so he can dick me down, but I'm just hesitant because I know it's wrong, but we're both sexually desperate. I haven't dated or had sex in 10 months. Please give me some advice. Should I go through with it and keep it a secret? Or stop now and keep the friendship that
we have.
What did
I write her? I never write people back.
Love you guys, Anonymous. Weezy responded, don't you dare fuck that man when you cool with his girl. Fuck another nigga.
Now,
we'll read this on the show.
I think it's cool to fuck old niggas of whole niggas of friends. Like, if it's a trick ass nigga and you want to fucking find, if it's an old nigga, whatever. A lot of people have different rules about that, too. I don't really care. You can fuck any of my old niggas if you my homegirl. But that in particular.
That's trifling.
With you, the baby.
My thing is, you in her house, my nigga. Like, that's the trifling part about it.
I can't believe she wrote an email. No shade to you, Mandy. But as someone who fucks the niggas with girls, don't you feel like this too far?
But I've never gone to their houses.
That's what I'm saying. This is too far.
Like, yeah, like, bitch, my niggas are respectful to their cheating ways. And we can hotel rooms. They're not bad. Like, I'm not fucking playing with them in the bed that they share with their wife type shit. Like, no. Like, I just think that, Hey, let me go ahead and break this down real quick because I'm going to do it real quick. I do think that there are a lot of other men out here that are available to dick you down, Miss I haven't fucked in 10 months. But also, it shows to me where your alliance is as far as the friendship. If she's saying that their sex drive went down after
that's
having
right.
a baby.
If she told you about their sex.
To me, it's just she views you as a friend, but also she could be going through postpartum depression. There could be things to maybe where she hasn't healed all the way since the baby. There may be insecurities within herself. And the fact that you're just taking this as a way to swoon on in on her nigga is just beyond trifling. And to me, I would think if you do want to move forward with fucking him, not to keep it a secret, but you need to dead that friendship with her if you just want to fuck this nigga. Like, you, this is not something where you stay friends with her.
That's fair. Break up with her too.
Break up with her. If you want to fuck this nigga that bad, I would say that then that girl.
Do you know what I think makes this so attractive to people? It's like they like the sneaky thing. Like, this happened to me. So my first boyfriend, we had a girl who was, we did this like reality show pilot thing. We had a girl who was helping direct it. And he cheated on me with her sister. And now they're married. And I cannot imagine what the fuck it looks like to be with one person when you fucked the family member in the house. Like, is the closeness and proximity to people, which the thing that makes the cheating fun? Because I never thought, I was like, really, her? But I wonder if it's like there's something about the closeness. Like, it's like fucking a coworker, right? Like, one of my ex-boyfriends, the one that left me for Jesus, we worked for the same company. And it was like really fun. Like, when we would do like work stuff together, which he was never like my superior or anything. So I guess it wasn't that taboo. Like, you were allowed to have relationships at that job. But I remember it being fun. We would go to conferences. We would do things. And then at one point we were training different stores together and it was fun as shit. But like, I can't understand for the life of me why the fuck you could take pleasure in like texting this dude after his wife
or girlfriend, whatever girlfriend they are. They live together.
Talks about right. like how insecure she is right. or not insecure, how fucked up things are with their sex life. And you're like, oh, this is where I make it better. Like, it's one thing for a nigga to tell you these things about a bitch you don't know. Like, she don't do this and this and that. You're hearing it.
Yeah, it's fucked up. So our advice is that don't be a fucked up person. Either dead your friendship with her if you're going to move forward. Definitely don't be a secret. Or to me, just get some other dick. There is way too much dick out in these motherfuckers.
And they
streets.
Live together? Am I right?
These
Can you imagine?
No, I can't imagine. Because, bitch, I would pop off on you even if I knew my nigga was massaging you while I sleep or holding your hand or doing some shit like that. Bitch, next time you come to my motherfucking house, we motherfucking fighting pussy asshole.
Because I've always felt like
the disrespect.
Bitches that share hoes and trick ass niggas.
I be sharing
that.
My hoes.
I don't think that's a big deal. Like, you can gladly take
but
them.
Like a nigga I live with and I have a child with. Nah, bruh. That's nah.
I want to know how she met them, because if she met her first, I would die. Not that this isn't bad
it's
enough.
It's already bad.
But like, what could make this worse?
is that, yeah, if she's like really friends with this woman. Oh. They traveled together. This is some trifling shit.
They did travel together.
Yes.
I thought that shit wasn't real at first.
Oh, no.
I was like, somebody bored with the whole meal.
They be real, bro. I mean, like, eh. Anyways, guys, we want to thank y'all for tuning in. Again, we always want to thank you guys for constantly supporting us. As always, we are going to leave you with a 5-minute bonus clip for our Patreon if you want to support the show. And with everything that we do, or you just want more bonus content because you all caught up and you like, oh, we want to hear the real shit. Go on over to our Patreon. That's patreon.com/horrible decisions. Weezy and I, again, have been doing horrible decisions for almost 4 years, but both of us have also stepped out and have some more content to give you. So every week after you're done listening to Horrible Decisions, you can go and tune into Period Sis. That is my podcast that I have going on right now, and it's a whole bunch of tales of womanhood. I'm excited because this week, if you listen, I am joined by a woman named Liz who had a chemo miracle. So she went through breast cancer and an early menopause, and the doctors pretty much told her she was infertile, and she now has a child. So again, it's kind of beating the odds of science and stuff, and her journey
not
is very
science,
interesting.
Honey.
You know what I mean? That's why I don't believe that shit. Doctor said she couldn't have a baby and a baby came. So what the fuck is going on? And they couldn't explain it. You know what I mean? So I'm over here giving y'all the non-science because science ain't science. And blah.
You mean science fiction.
Whatever. Science fiction. There we go.
And tomorrow you can listen up for fact's sake. Our topic this week is trash, and it's not about trash ass niggas, but...
Oh, like this trash ass nigga that just texted me? Ooh.
We legit were having lunch, me and Eddie, and he was like, what the fuck do people do with masks after? And then we started talking about trash and loitering and all this kind of shit and what people do with trash and the things they make from it and all that stuff.
Ooh, I like it because when I be watching Project Runway, they be turning like
they
ashes
do.
Into like
also, did you trash. Know that the trash that's in the sewer, like even your shit, you end up drinking later in New York filtered
water? Oh, yeah, but New York does have the best filtered water out of the entire country.
No, I think Delaware.
No, we do.
We do.
New York has the best water in the country.
There's more, bro.
Even my mama be coming up like, ooh, I can't drink the water from the tap in Florida.
It smells like eggs.
But no, it's actually good water. Like the filtration system. All right, we ain't going to get into it. Anyways, y'all, again, stay tuned for a 5-minute bonus clip.
Chicago has the best.
Stay tuned for a 5-minute bonus clip on our Patreon. Thank y'all for tuning in to yet another motherfucking episode of Horrible Decisions.
Peace.
Bye.
You may as well just throw your pussy at one. Wait, you fucked a listener?
No.
This sounds like an inside joke.
It's
y'all be at the gym
a lot. It's an inside joke because one has been coming hard. That's joke. Why.
For all real? Right. Is she fine?
Yeah, she
just let her suck your dick. She got to know how to suck dick. She listen to us.
She all right. But that's
her
my,
head eye?
My thing is that. Oh, okay. My thing is that, like, I don't know who's hitting me up. Like, it's so many just random people.
Right.
That I don't know if it's just like somebody like your situation with a fake
oh,
page.
Like a
fake
page.
Trying to, you know, catch me
and honestly,
shit. So
I would
I'm
be
really
on edge too because you got an ex and it's just like, is she fucking
is
word.
She trying to see what you out here doing?
Because
now you with two beautiful bitches every week. She might think
yo, you
shit,
know,
you know
who
what I mean?
You know the people that be, the dude that been asking for us to shit and pee. And
oh,
like,
I'm not going to lie.
That might be
you,
her.
No, real quick. Well, I'm not going to lie. I don't even care as long as
who
you deposit
the point. Who else would
want to
clone?
So real quick, I want y'all to know, we have a listener in our email who asked me and Weezy to send him dirty panties, cotton,
yo, yeah,
for $400. No, I'm about to. I was about to talk
oh,
to you.
On.
I need to buy some cotton panties.
Let me read the new
can
one.
Can you read it real quick? Read
Mandy
the new one.
And Weezy, I forgot to add something in my previous email.
Does he want men underwear?
Well, hold on. I'm going to assume that y'all have heard this one. This is the first email. Came across your Instagram. I'm Steven, 40, single from New York City. You're both lovely and gorgeous and beautiful. I have a fetish for used panties and worn socks, and I would love to buy well-used panties and well-worn socks from both of you. I won't mind if the panty and socks are going to be old, dirty, sweaty, and stinky. I hope you could wear it for at least one day, in parentheses, 24 hours, before packing it. You could put them in 2 Ziploc bags and ship it over to me. 2 panties for $400, 2 socks, regular cotton, for $400. So that would be a total of $800 each for your used
bitch,
stuff.
We gotta do it. So real quick, I'm going to read you guys what he wrote us today.
Oh, that one's the best.
So I'm waking up, and I'm like, oh, shit, we got a new email. Steven asked us again. He said, also, Mandy and Weezy, I forgot to add something in my previous email. I also have a fetish for golden showers and scat. I would also like to buy toilet treats from both of you. I would like to buy a bottle of golden shower and a container of scat from each of you. I would prefer the one from you the morning once you wake up, your first release of the day. So two pee bottles, 400. Two scat box, 400. So that would be $1,600, 800 for each of you for the entire package.
I would shipping my shit.
This is a joke. I don't believe it.
I would be happy to buy these stuff from you both on a regular basis. Maybe like twice a month if possible. I ain't even going to hold you. Nigga. That could buy the shoes I want right now. So I think.
What shoes you want?
So there's these. Well, I asked one of my. Well,
I'm thinking about buying those Balenciaga sock shoes.
So I want the Gucci's, like the Gucci, like the nude. Bodhi looking ones with the big Gucci on the side.
I love with the big Gucci on the side.
Them the ones I want, but they $850. So them a little bit more than the red bottoms that I might may as well get. But I was meaning to ask you off air if we gonna do this because I ain't even.
So
gonna
here's
hold
the thing.
I'm thinking we need about a doing
deposit.
The sock.
Can we get a deposit?
So Weezy has reservations about doing that situation.
Why?
I don't know why.
What are the reservations?
Oh my god, me and Alex are going to the gym. He's like, I can't believe I send that nigga my shit.
So that's the thing.
What are the reservations?
He ain't gonna know the difference between.
I don't know, something about it. Just
well, we'll label it.
No, I'm just. Saying,
I want him to know what I smell like.
She's
I'm gonna put Mandy on it.
I'll do
Here's
it.
Here's the thing.
Label
he
it
was
Weezy,
saying he's not
going to
know the
I'll
difference.
The money.
Anybody could do it. But yeah. Who am I going to ask to wear panties for 24 hours? And how am I going to pick up stank draws from someone else? I'm going to have to cut them
Why
in.
Why they got
to
be stank?
Alex is raising his hand right now.
So you going to wear a
but
pair
that's
of
not
cotton
like
panties?
If a nigga's going to pay me $800?
You going to put your dick and balls in panties.
Yeah, what? You full of shit,
yeah,
nigga.
Yeah, I don't know. Isn't that shit? Because it has to be your size. And that's...
Hell well, not no. even that, but it's not going to smell like pussy. That's why you can't.
Yeah, dicks smell way different than pussy. I'm going to tell you that right
anyway,
now.
Anyway, girls, so back to your question. Just I break mean, up I with that hoe, because honestly, yeah. take it from me. We could talk privately in a DM. Listen to me, bitch.
So not
Don't
only that,
do it.
I know we rep for the ladies, but we do have a lot of male listeners. Hold on. So I want to actually read this one because I think it's kind of cool, you know, and I feel sorry for him.
Oh, another lame nigga.
What? He not lame. don't, are you calling our male listeners lame?
I'm just saying that last one of the dude.
Which one?
Who's been with his wife.
The girl who wasn't fucking him. Yeah, like, honestly, you just got to leave.
Yo. When I was looking at his page, I'm like, he ain't a...
You fucked up. What if he a patron? That's Weezy,
y'all. He wasn't a lame. Like, so I'm saying,
oh, he wasn't a lame.
Nigga, I'm calling you lame, nigga. You lame as fuck.
Get the fuck out of here.
He wasn't ugly. I was just ready for him to be ugly. And when you seen the both of them?
He just ain't admitted, but he cheating. I don't want to hear that shit. You may as well just throw your pussy at one.